Well, I look at it as always really like I'm always second string or third string. So I'm always fighting to get better and going out there and going home to play hungry and working out hungry. So that's how I am.
Do you feel any pressure to match what you did last year? I mean, obviously there's a new scheme. You'll play a different way. Do you have an expectation level or any kind of pressures on yourself?
Not really. I don't have no pressure on myself. I just want to go out there and have fun with my teammates and get wins.
Is it easy or difficult for you to ignore a lot of the hype that comes your way? I mean, with magazines and TV interviews, things like that.
It's easy to ignore it because I always ignore it. So even like last year, I always ignored the hype. I don't too much care for the hype.
Did you get cable yet?
No.
Denard, being a guy from Florida who's playing in Michigan, I think you have an interesting perspective on why players choose the schools that they do, and I'm sure you were around a lot of great high school players in Florida. Did you see that different kids maybe get caught up sometimes in wanting to go to the school that's kind of the hot school and in recruiting in the time when they're coming out, as opposed to maybe looking at it for the reasons maybe that you did or that other kids do?
What are you trying to ask? What kind of
if you feel like sometimes kids make decisions about schools just kind of because of the hype, because, you know, Florida State, for example, is maybe the hot school one year, so all of a sudden everybody starts wanting to go there, even when it's maybe not the right fit for them.
Right. I just feel like my opinion was try to go to a school that, you know, you could be able to play at, a great school that's education-wise. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's a great fit for you. You got to be there for 4 years. And my high school coach told me, and my mom told me, you sign your life once you sign that letter of intent. So you can't just go to any school that's whatever school that's hype.
Did you see that, though? I mean, there's probably no place in the country that matches that kind of, hot school situation than Florida. Did you see that, where a lot of kids maybe that you knew or that you met in events, camps, all-star games, things like that, just kind of pick schools because it was the in thing to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of kids did that. And some of them regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
How did you avoid falling in that trap?
I took my time and I asked my family what was the thing that had been a great fit for me. Mm-hmm. My coaches, my high school coaches, we all talked about this. That's what we did.
Okay.
Denard, talk about last year's Illinois-Michigan game, the shootout. The game that seemed like it would never end. What kind of adrenaline do you get? I mean, you had to have been running on adrenaline towards the end of that game. You probably had to tell the defense at one time, can't you guys stop them at least once? Talk to me a little bit about what, you know, goes through your mind in a game like that. Just keep scoring and scoring and scoring.
Oh, man. That's one of the games that you have to keep fighting in, and that's one of the games that you work all summer for, where you have to keep answering to the call, you know. So that's all it was.
What do you guys look forward to? What do you guys want to learn the first couple weeks as you guys begin camp and the practice?
What we want to learn? Be more as a team. Just keep going, pushing, and holding each other accountable.
I was at the Ohio State basketball game last year. You came and you got the big response. People were asking you to stay. What do you remember about that night? Did that kind of tell you, about the Michigan fan base and where you wanted to be?
I already had my decision, man. It wasn't that, but I knew the fans. We got the best fans in the nation, so that was. I knew that was going to probably be a reaction to that.
Yeah, I mean, they were cheering for Brady Hoke and for you, so yeah, that would, yeah, had to be a pretty cool moment.
Oh, yeah, that was real cool.
Your coach, when they talk about the Ohio State game, he just refers to them as Ohio. Is that something that's kind of growing on you and the rest of your
teammates? Oh, yeah.
Well?
I think a lot of our teammates, we just say Ohio.
I guess, is there a reason for it? Have they given you a reason for it, or just how does it work?
Coach just came in one day and just told us that's what we're going to do. The school down south, that's what they call it.
School down south.
Yeah.
He made a comment yesterday how even though it's a different scheme that you guys are going to be running offensively, it was something that you had done in high school. Is it kind of helped, or have you noticed, had flashbacks when you go back and maybe run a play? It's like, oh, yeah, I've done this before.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Throwing some square outs and all that stuff. make some passes to the tight ends. Them all remind me of being in high school.